So we had the subprime recession, as you know, and this, again, this is more of a macro perspective on, you know, where are we as a country, really, not really specific to Houston or Texas, but as a country, you know, we had a 10-year boom where we went through basically 120 months of expansion from 1991 to 2001. That is the longest economic expansion we've had in the history of the country. The current one is interesting because, you know, it started after the subprime-caused recession and has been just clicking along. You know, during the Obama administration, during that 8-year cycle, the economy would tick up at lesser intervals, and more recently, it's, you know, the economy's kind of overcharged, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not an economist, by the way, so I shouldn't comment on that, but, you know, you're certainly seeing an increasing GDP. Right now, 113 months, and the economists, quite frankly, don't see an end to this, you know, gradual increasing in the economic cycle. So we're expecting to pass the 120 mark and be the longest in the history of the country. What's interesting about this, I just noticed that, you know, most of us in this room have experienced the, you know, the pitfalls of the 2007 to 2009, you know, subprime recession. And if you look at the period of time since 1900, except for the Great Depression, this recent cycle, this recent recession was the longest in the history of the country. It was about 18 months, and most of the others were anywhere from 6 to 9 months up to, you know, to 13, 14. But that subprime recently was the most challenging. And then this is just another graph. This is the Dow Jones showing, you know, this 10-year expansion cycle. And you can see that although we did take a dip back in 2008 and 2009, it's a little bit of a steep curve since that time frame. This shows 25,000. I think the Dow at this point is at 26,000. So again, just from a macroeconomic perspective, you know, it's a strong time in this country. An argument could be made, however, if you're representing a tenant, that look, this isn't going to go on forever. I mean, at some point soon, in fact, we could see a dip down. So, landlord, you better take this lease as we're telling you we need it. Otherwise, that space could be empty for a while. So. Just a couple other things that I'll glance at. This is from the Federal Reserve website. They have various districts around the country, as you know, and the Fed in this region is based in Dallas. They have a website that gives economic indicators and other information on what is specifically happening in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, so forth. And this is Houston. Obviously, you know, things are strong in Houston. You've got a growth rate that you know is substantial and has been for about a year now. It's interesting, the bottom little square at the bottom of the slide says that the metro unemployment for Houston is 4.1%, and you'll see that the U.S. unemployment is 3.8% and Texas is 3.9%. I was kind of surprised by that. My thought would be that Texas would be much stronger in terms of everything, including the unemployment rate. But in this case, they're saying the overall U.S. unemployment rate is less than Texas. So, again, this is another bar or chart from the Fed's website specific to Houston. You know, the office space 22.9% vacant. If you compare that to industrial, you know, we're down at the 5% range, and then the other one's multifamily, which we don't reference today. So.
So with that backdrop, I think you can see why it's really critical for tenants to try to structure as flexible a lease as possible. The next item we'll discuss will be allowances and concessions. That was discussed by our previous panel, and there are just some practical things that I'd like to point out by way of example. I was recently working on a transaction here in Houston where the landlord proposed to this tenant 7 months of gross rental abatement with a 7-year, 7-month lease term. The landlord wanted the entire abatement period to be applied, we call it front-end loaded, at the beginning, the initial 7 months of the lease. this particular tenant did not find that to be palatable at all, and it did not fit in with their business objectives and plans. So in trying to structure a lease that comported with their objectives, they wanted 7 months of gross rental abatement to be taken out of the 7-year term. And furthermore, their receivables were at their lowest in January of each calendar year. This is the second tenant that I've recently represented who's had the same dynamic going on in their business. In this particular instance, we were successful in getting it negotiated, and the lender had to approve this, that this tenant would be able to do a 7-year lease term, and the 7-month gross rental abatement is applied in January of each calendar year. So I've given you some lease language from that transaction.